Today is also International Volunteer Day, it being the 5th of December. And so we decided that it would be a good day to speak to forgood.co.za, who are South Africa's biggest volunteering platform, and also to hear your stories of how you spend your time, share your time, your expertise, in what ways you volunteer and why you volunteer. And we're joined on the line by Andy Hatfield, the CEO of forgood.co.za. Andy, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Gugs. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you very much for joining us. So when we speak about volunteering, I mean, over the years, there's been a shift in how we think about volunteering, that it's more than just about showing up, doing something and then leaving. But there's been an emphasis on impact, or having real impact in the way in which you volunteer. Is that still the case?
Yeah, of course. If anything, it's actually getting bigger. So I think that the focus is become more about skills in the volunteering space. So I always like to use the story of painting walls and planting gardens. That's kind of how volunteering used to be interpreted. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you are an accountant or a marketer or a writer or a journalist and you are planting gardens and painting walls, then you're wasting some skills that can really be put to good use to create that impact that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. But maybe in the past, it used to be you didn't quite know how to use the skills you have. So if you were a marketer or even an accountant, or earlier on we were speaking about coding, if you're someone who's good at coding, you didn't quite know how you could use that. So you went for, you know, what was available. So a cleanup, the planting gardens, painting walls. But now, how do you match your skills to a need?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what ForGood as a platform tries to do, is just open up that whole world of charities. We call them causes. We think that's a bit more of a positive word. But I mean, take myself, you know, as a South African, I'd always wanted to be socially involved, but I just didn't know where to start. And I think that's what ForGood.co.za does for South Africans in general, is that it exposes them to over 500 causes around the country. And then I think what's really different about us is that we allow those causes to create a profile and capture exactly what they need in real time. And what they need is what you're responding to. So if a cause needs a website, they're going to put up an opportunity for a coder to get involved. If they need their Facebook page managed, they're going to put that up as an opportunity.
Mm. And okay, so the one is about finding the right one for you, which generally will speak to you. So, you know, connect something that you can use or that can use your skills. But now part of the other thing which I think makes people a bit reluctant about volunteering is time. People lead very busy lives. There are, you know, children, there's work, there's all kinds of things. So, I mean, how do you then give in a meaningful way with the many time constraints so many of us have?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I think there's two answers to it. The first is that when we started looking at the data that was being generated off ForGood.co.za today, I thought, like you probably do, that donations would be the most popular. Mm. Yeah, clean out your cupboard, do a tin food drive, that kind of thing. But it actually turned out to be completely opposite. 90% of the activity on ForGood, and we've done about 12,500 connections now between people and causes. Mm-hmm. 90% of that activity is time-based, which is interesting. But then I think the second answer is one of the ways people are getting around the busy lifestyle that we all have is this theme called virtual volunteering. This idea that because of the internet, because of telephones and mobile and all these kind of things, you can do a whole lot from your desk. You don't necessarily have to leave the office or wherever you're at. We actually run a permanent campaign on the site for ways to virtually volunteer at a cause. That would be websites, social media, translation services, that kind of stuff.
Huh. Okay, so I can do it in the time I have from where I am.
Correct, and that's what we encourage people. You know, International Volunteers Day is it's just a cool theme, but I think it's an excuse to get started. It's to just go hop onto forgood.co.za, find something small that you can do, and just kind of make that step out into this world of active citizenship. Mm. And it's a lot easier than you would think.
Mm. One of the big things, one of the criticisms of how many of us approach volunteerism is a lack of commitment or consistency. So you'll start something and then you don't finish. I know some causes actually don't want people who only be there, particularly if you work with children, if you'll be there sort of the one time and not the next time, because, you know, that causes other issues. So how do we get around that, you know, getting people to commit. And then once you've committed, be consistent.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, really good point. It was something I learned, and it was a tough lesson. Is take a course that deals with abandoned kids, for instance. Not everyone wants to go and play with kids. That's a very popular volunteering activity. But if you go play with kids for an afternoon and leave them, essentially what you're doing is abandoning them again. And that sounds really tough, and it's quite hard to hear, but it is true. And so trusting the cause to apply your skills in the right way is a really important thing. And then remembering that you're not an employee of that cause. An employee at least consistently arrives, or at least you hope so, every day to work. You're there on your own time schedule. And so commitments, or at least consistent communication about how and when you can commit, is absolutely vital to that cause being able to use you properly, to be able to apply your skills properly in their environment.
Hmm. And, I mean, what are some of the do's and don'ts? I mean, we know about consistency. The other thing is about being respectful, which is quite a big one. But what are some of the other things that you would advise if someone, especially if you haven't volunteered in a long time or you haven't volunteered ever, so you're looking to start, what are some of the basics for doing this?
So, I mean, a couple of my favorites is have fun. Volunteering is an amazing way to just open your mind as to, you know, what's actually going on in South Africa, and be more culturally sensitive, understand, you know, what's going on outside of perhaps your suburban walls that you may hide behind. There's a lot of great people out there doing great things. I think also don't make it about you. It's funny, but there's a lot of research out there that shows that when you volunteer, you get enormous health benefits and positive benefits, and you feel good. But when you start off, don't make it about you. Make it about the beneficiary, the person that you're actually trying to help in the end. And to do that, you need to trust the cause, build up a relationship with that cause. And that, you know, loops back nicely to keep your promises. If you're going to commit to something, commit to it.
And follow through, and, you know, and then do it. And then in terms of the, is there any kind of vetting that happens of causes, of people looking to offer their skills, their time? Because often I think that there's also, I mean, the reality is there are people who use causes or the facade of causes to scam people out of whatever. So in terms of vetting, is there any kind of vetting that happens of either causes or people looking to offer their time or skills?
Yeah, no, of course. There is. So depending on which data source you believe, there's anywhere up to 200,000 nonprofits registered in South Africa. And the vast majority of them, we believe, haven't grown beyond sort of a one-man, one-woman show. So there's quite a lot of that we do. So for instance, any cause that's on for good, they're older than a year. You know, with that recent Isidimeni disaster, a whole bunch of those nonprofits that were involved were less than a year old. So it's one of the ways that we make sure that the organizations are more sustainable is that they've got through that first tough year. And if you think running a business is tough, try running a charity.
Yeah.
You can't get on before you have tax certificates. We ask for, you have to be registered with the Department of Social Development. We ask for audited financial statements, a whole bunch of other documentation. And then what's quite nice is when you browse these causes on forgood.co.za, you can look at all that documentation. So we're really, really transparent about who these causes are, what they do, and what their kind of reporting is. On the other side of the equation, from a volunteer perspective, you'll find a lot of causes, not all of them, but a lot of causes, especially when you're dealing with vulnerable communities and children, they will screen volunteers. So in order to make sure that you've got the most committed volunteers, you'll have to fill in a form. Some causes that work with particularly vulnerable communities, they have to do things like criminal checks before you get involved. And now that doesn't count, that doesn't apply if you're doing kind of helping them with Facebook or building a website or something like that. But the deeper and the more involved you want to get, then yeah, they do have their own kind of screening processes.
If you're someone who has perhaps more than one skill or more than one cause you want to contribute to, does the platform allow you to do that? Are there any limits to how much time and expertise you can give?
Not at all. It's absolutely open. I mean, I like to tell people that we're like online dating for the charity sector. We just make it really, really easy to connect to a cause that you're passionate about and find a really interesting and different way to give back.
That's Andy Hatfield, the CEO of forgood.co.za. Andy, thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
And on Twitter, the executive mayor of the city of Joburg, Mr. Herman Mashaba, reminded me that the city of Joburg has recently launched a monthly cleaning campaign, Arisebetseng. I think it's in its second or third month now, where communities are encouraged to clean their own neighborhoods as a voluntary service to the city. The city provides gloves, bags, and then you just get together as individuals, as members of a community to do that. So a tweet from Herman Mashaba on that. Thank you very much for that reminder.